I Look to You is the latest song from artist Joel Vaughn. Joel recently posted on Facebook that his dreams of being a singer really took some twists and turns. So let's talk about following the dreams that you feel are right from God. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. Now, originally, you didn't plan on being a singer. You planned to be what, an engineer?
I did. I remember when I was four. Actually, I remember when I was three. Some people are like, no way you can remember that far back, but I do. And one of the things I loved to do was play with blocks and build buildings. And I had this giant bucket of Legos that I would just build these towers with all the time. And my parents were like, where is he getting this from? And how is he, you know, how is he putting all this stuff together and building them up tall? And they actually look like something. And I thought, man, for sure, like, I want to build buildings. Like, I want to build skyscrapers. That was my first dream as a kid. Like, most people are like, I want to be a fireman or I want to be a police officer. Like, I was very specific. I was like, no, I want to build buildings. And my mom told me, well, that's an engineer. Like, you want to become an engineer to be able to build buildings. And I was like, well, that's what I want to do. And so, yeah, I figured out later. Pretty soon in life, probably by second or third grade, that I'm not very good at math. And turns out, if you want to build tall buildings that are sound and won't just topple over, you need to know a little bit more than how to click Legos together. So,
well, Joel, tell us how the eventual dream of singing came about.
I knew what I wanted to do musically. Like, I wanted to be an engineer, but I remember very vividly when I was four. This is like the most embarrassing thing ever. I've talked about it with people before, but like standing on the air conditioner unit outside, so like the condenser that like has the fan that blows the air into your house. It has an exhaust fan and it blows air up. And I remember standing on the air conditioner unit and singing a Donny Osmond song that I just thought was like the jam. I didn't know it was Donny Osmond. I just thought this is the coolest song ever. And there was air blowing up my shirt like I was Michael Jackson or something, I guess. And there's a song called Soldier of Love. And I had this like picture of like being on a stage and doing that sort of thing. And I knew I could sing a little bit, but you know, I didn't know what that looked like. I didn't know you could do that for, you know, a living or a job. It wasn't until I was seven that I was in church. But I was dreaming like, you know, God, you put this dream in my heart. You put this talent in my body and you gave me this desire, but it doesn't always seem like it's lining up. I felt like I was put at a disadvantage from an early age, you know, like we couldn't afford for me to, I talked about it in that post. Like, I wanted to play baseball. I wanted to play sports, but I really wasn't very good at it. And it was probably because of watching movies like The Sandlot. We had awesome movies on sports in the 90s that we don't have now. Like, you know, I had dreams and I never really could pursue them because of time or money or other circumstances. And getting to be an adult, suddenly there were, you know, I got married at 20 years old. I'm 33 now. And so I worked three part-time jobs to take care of myself and my wife and to pay our mortgage. Bought my first house by the time I was 22. And a lot of those things are choices. Like, those are choices I made that put me in the position that I was in. But I never felt like I was ever in a position to actually pursue my dream. And, you know, like, my dream was to become a performer and a singer and all of that. But, like, through the years, God peeling off layers, he kept showing me, like, you know, Joel, this really isn't about you. Yes, I can use you and your talent, but really I'm more after your heart. And also the things that you've been through, the things that you've grown through, that God, that I have brought you through, is your testimony. You know, so a song like that's out right now, I Look to You, comes from a very, very real place for me, because I'm constantly going, looking to God, like, man, it doesn't always seem to add up and things always seem to get harder and harder. But in those moments, in the fire, God is, he's molding me, he's shaping me, and he's not done with me. He's not done with any of us yet. But I feel like, well, I hope it's like extra beautiful by the end of all of this, because it sure seems like it's hotter at times than others.
The new song is called I Look to You, written by Joel Vaughn. It's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Joel.
All right. Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate you guys.